Late last year, the United States Department of Justice announced more than $17 million in Project Safe Neighborhood grants to 88 federal jurisdictions, including a pair in Arkansas. The annually funded initiative builds collaboration between federal law enforcement and communities to address violent crime. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich spoke with Clay Folks, U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Arkansas.
U.S. Attorney Clay Folks says the definition of violent crime differs in state courts and federal courts.
I'm going to give you the definition for a violent felony offense in federal court. And that comes from 18 U.S.C. 924E is where the statute is found. And it defines a violent felony as a felony that has an element of use, attempted use, or threatened use of physical force against the person of another.
According to data provided by Folks' office, the number of violent felony offenses has risen sharply in the Western District over the past 3 years. In Washington County alone, for example, in 2020, 13 murders were committed, 144 forcible rapes, and 864 aggravated assaults. Sebastian County had a 40% increase in aggravated assaults. Boone County documented more murders, forcible rapes, and aggravated assaults. Benton County, however, has seen an overall decline with the exception of aggravated assault. Social and economic changes due to the pandemic are triggering such crime, experts say. So under Project Safe Neighborhoods, Folks has been traveling the Western District with Public Affairs Officer Charlie Robbins, meeting with local law enforcement in Hot Springs, Fayetteville, Fort Smith, and Bentonville to better assess and reduce violent crime trends in those cities.
Violent crime is rising, and it appears that one of the contributing factors to violent crime is drug trafficking. One thing that really struck me in listening to these officers at every stop that we've had is that they're seeing a greater presence of firearms in their drug trafficking investigations. It used to be more occasional that they would occasionally find a drug dealer, a violent drug dealer in possession of a firearm, but now it seems to be a more regular occurrence. And the presence of firearms with violent drug dealers is naturally going to lead to an increase in violent crime in those communities.
The 2020 National Drug Threat Assessment Report, authored by the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration, cites violence, intimidation, theft, and financial crimes carried out by transnational organizations, primarily Mexican-based, as a growing and significant threat. Folks says in Arkansas, one of the top trafficked drugs is methamphetamine.
But there has been a very disturbing trend recently in the increase in heroin and a very dangerous drug called fentanyl. And fentanyl is, a synthetic drug that's manufactured in labs in other parts of the world. And it can be used in conjunction with both heroin and methamphetamine and also cocaine to increase the effectiveness of those drugs. But it is extremely dangerous, and just a slight overdose with fentanyl in conjunction with some of these other drugs can be deadly. And we have seen an increase in overdose deaths in the Western District of Arkansas. And I wasn't planning on discussing that, so I don't have those numbers in front of me.
DEA says inexpensive and potent fentanyl is now supplanting white powder heroin in some districts. One key measure of violent crime for both federal and local law enforcement authorities are gunshots fired incidents. The city of Hot Springs, Folks says, responded to over 370 gunshots fired in 2019, which more than doubled in 2020. He says a federal grant program called Shot Spotter has been deployed in that city,
in which it allowed them to have a more targeted approach to firearms crimes that leveraged their resources to areas that were most affected by the violence. The ShotSpotter system uses a series of microphones and other technology to record, to be constantly recording and looking for gunshots. And the system can page out an officer to respond to gunshots within 2 minutes. And so they're able to leverage their limited resources to get officers on the ground of shootings very quickly and to try to prevent further damage and further violent crime.
Project Safe Neighborhoods was first initiated 20 years ago.
And it's changed a couple of times over the years. We're on what we would call you know, the third generation of Project Safe Neighborhood. And so, but the entire program started back in 2001, and that's when we really focused on the program here in Western Arkansas as well.
According to data provided by Charlie Robbins, nearly $500,000 in funding has been granted to the Western District over the past 4 years to implement Project Safe Neighborhoods.
PSN is about leveraging limited federal resources to have a targeted approach to violent crime. But it's even more than that. It's about engaging the communities, and it's about using advertising and technology and partnerships to try to reduce violent crime without making arrests.
Volk says a key component of Project Safe Neighborhoods is community policing, which cultivates familiarity between local police officers and local citizens.
And I think, to me, that's one of my favorite parts of Project Safe Neighborhood, and it's one of the most important parts of PSN. You know, community policing, and that's why we participated in several of these programs, you know, recently and in the last several years. We participated in Shop of the Cop, delivering meals to homeless people. We participated in Knives Out with our local law enforcement partners, because for us, an important part of PSN is engaging the community in an effort to try to reduce violent crime. And leveraging technology and advertising, those are all important components of PSN that we're really trying to implement here in the Western District of Arkansas.
The latest iteration of Project Safe Neighborhoods has four key principles: fostering trust and legitimacy in communities, supporting community-based organizations that help prevent violence, setting focused and strategic enforcement priorities, and measuring the results of those efforts.
We see that this is really, really important work for us. And I think the most disturbing trend that we've seen in visiting with law enforcement and just doing this work has been the trend about violence against law enforcement officers. And, you know, it seemed like we went years without having an officer be killed in the line of duty. And now it seems to happen much more frequently. And those increases in violence towards police officers and police-involved shootings is probably the most disturbing trend that we're watching here in the Western District of Arkansas.
According to the National Incident-Based Reporting System deployed in Arkansas, data provided by law enforcement shows violent crime based on population in the state has risen to the highest level in more than 30 years. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.